It happens 6 nights a week for 3 months every summer. Crowds gather at an outdoor amphitheater at Palo Duro Canyon State Park outside of Amarillo, as they have for the past 50 years. They come to see a musical they won't see anywhere else. It's called Texas. Texas! And it's kind of like the more famous Oklahoma, except it's about, well, Texas.
You know, it's a fictional story, but it's about real history, and it's basically a snapshot in time in the 1890s of the Texas Panhandle.
Chris Miller's the right guy to ask about the play. He's been around it since it began.
I've been close to the show for almost 50 years because I saw it the first year that it opened in 66. My parents took me down to see it, and, I didn't want to go see a play, but after it was over, I wanted to be part of that.
He was 12 years old that summer. He went on to become a dancer in the show, and later, one of its stars, eventually its executive director. Brandon Dawson has a similar story.
I'm actually from Amarillo, and so Texas has always been kind of right down the road there in the canyon. And I saw the show for the first time. I didn't even see it until I was about 14 years old. And then after that, it's always been something that interested me.
He started as a technician for the show. These days, he plays its lead character, Calvin Armstrong. But he says there's another element of the play, its setting, that has a more prominent role than any star.
Some people say that Calvin's the lead, but I think the canyon is the lead in this show. I mean, we use it for everything. We act on the rocks there. We interact with the foliage and stuff like that. We use the canyon for a lot, and it gives us a beautiful backdrop.
At the beginning of every show, a cowboy runs the rim of the canyon, waving a Texas flag. And as the sun sets, images are projected on the rock wall to help tell the show's story. Special effects are just some of the updates to the 50-year-old musical. It's also seen a few updates to its accuracy.
The way the Comanche Indians were portrayed was a little off from what the truth was. We now have actually the great-great-grandson of Quanah Parker in the show playing Quanah Parker.
And since much of the play is focused on the drought of the 1890s, this year's rainy weather also means actors are doing a little ad-libbing.
You know, we've danced and played in the rain, and the audience sits there in their ponchos, and fortunately my character, Tucker Yeldale, gets away with a little bit of artistic license, and I may say, it's dry, and so I may say, well, it's usually pretty dry, or I'll do something, and the audience laughs, and they get a kick out of, some of the little changes.
And while millions of people from all over the world have attended the play over its 50 years, in some ways, it's still relatively unknown, even in the state.
We still find people. I find people in Amarillo. Most of them have heard of it, at least in this area. They've heard of it. But it amazes me, the people that I'll run into and say, I've been wanting to come see that show, and I just haven't had time. And I remind them that we play 65 nights during the summer, and surely they can find one of those nights and find some time.
Star Brandon Dawson promises the official play of Texas offers something for everyone.
It has hardship. It has struggle. It has love. It has friendships. It's about good people that are struggling to make their lives better. And I think it's just a show that can appeal to a very wide audience.
The 50th season of Texas runs through August 15th. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.
It's Texas forever.